COVIDtests.gov is officially up and running. It's the new website where every household can order 4 free rapid antigen tests to be delivered to their homes. But with the ambitious promise of sending out billions of tests free of charge, we wanted to know some of the practical ways this will work and what it might mean for public health as we see the continued surge of Omicron cases. Let's bring in Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome back, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
So a beta version of COVIDtests.gov launched yesterday. The official launch was this morning. How's it working so far?
It seems to be working pretty well. One of the glitches that came up yesterday is that if you lived in a multi-unit dwelling, meaning an apartment building or in some cases just a house that had more than one unit in it, or you lived with roommates and somebody ordered the tests, then you would get an error message that said someone has already ordered tests for this address. That's apparently being addressed. That's why they put it up early to look for glitches like that.
Right, right. Those are some of the glitches that we've heard many people talking about, those who live in intergenerational family homes and those sorts of things. Another issue is that not everyone has internet access, especially in rural areas. The administration will be setting up a phone hotline for ordering. When can people access that hotline?
Well, the administration says it will be up and running by the end of the week, but obviously it's not yet. It's not. They may not put it on the website because the whole point of having the phone line is for people who don't have access to the web. So presumably they will tell the news media when that is available, and it will be sort of widely distributed, that access to that phone number.
The White House says that it's prioritizing orders to households that are especially vulnerable in communities with the highest rates of infection. How exactly will that work?
By zip code. They're going to reserve the first 20% of the tests that they're sending out for the hardest hit zip codes, for the places where it has been most difficult to find these tests. It's important to point out that these are not the only tests that people are going to be able to get. They're not even the only free tests. It's just one piece of this strategy to help make these tests more available. Of course, the problem is that Omicron is raging now and the tests are still being produced, manufactured. They're going to have to be mailed. It's going to take, the website says, 7 to 12 days. So a lot of these tests aren't going to show up until well after people really need them.
Right. That is the big question, I think, that many health experts are asking. Is this too late to be useful?
Well, obviously, if we have another surge, it's not. We still don't know what this virus is going to do. It has now surprised us several times. So even if these tests are too late for this surge, presumably it's good for people to have them on hand for the next surge, if there is one. A lot of public health experts are sort of bemoaning the fact that we didn't do this several months ago, because there were a lot of predictions that there would be another variant that would sweep through in the winter. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
Yeah, if another question that we're hearing as well is, if we can find rapid antigen tests in stores, people with private health insurance can also get 8 rapid antigen tests per month paid for through their insurance. Can you briefly walk us through how this will work?
Yes, this is another piece of this overall strategy to help people not just get but afford these tests, because they cost $10 or $12 a piece. So the requirement is for private insurance companies to reimburse for the tests. They have an incentive to set up networks where your insurance company would tell you, if you go to this, you know, pharmacy or this store, you'll be able to get it for free. You won't have to save your receipts and send them in. If they do that, then the insurance companies are allowed to only reimburse a certain amount if you go out of network. But if you do go out of network, you will still be reimbursed at least $12 per test. Again, it's still hard to find these tests, but once you can, they will be much more widely available, at least for people who have health insurance. There are also tests available at community health centers, in many mm-hmm. localities, at libraries and fire stations. The idea is to have these tests available for low or no cost in as many places as possible.
Also, N95 masks to pharmacies and health centers as well, for those people, for free of charge. How big a step is it to make these masks and the rapid home tests available? Are these things key to helping us turn the corner?
Yeah, so public health experts have been saying for more than a year now that cloth masks are simply not as good. And we certainly know this about Omicron, which is much easier and much more transmissible, that cloth masks do not protect as well. The members of the public were urged not to use these higher quality masks early on in the pandemic because there weren't enough for health workers. That is no longer the case. There are now plenty of them. The trick is getting real ones. And that's why the government is going to reach into the stockpile that it has and start making these more available to try and urge people to get into better quality masks, which could help stem the spread of Omicron.
Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.